to distract yourself from the pain. Advice you grew up with is the opposite of what elite marathoners actually do. The research on attentional focus in endurance running tells a more useful story, and it changes how you should train your head for race day. Mile 22 of a marathon. Quads burning. Breath shortening. The small voice in the back of your head asking how badly you really need to finish under 3 hours. The conventional advice has been the same for 40 years. Distract yourself. Count storefronts. Sing songs. Picture the finish line beer. Get out of your body before your body gets the better of you. The problem is that elite endurance runners don't do this. They do almost the exact opposite. And when sports scientists started looking at why, they found a model of attentional focus that should change how every competitive runner trains their mental game. The two strategies, and what the data actually says. Sports psychology splits in-race attention into two broad categories. Association is internal monitoring, tracking breathing, cadence, posture, muscular tension, lactate burn, pacing splits. Dissociation is external diversion, looking at scenery, listening to music, doing arithmetic, imagining a movie scene, anything that pulls attention away from the body. The classic recommendation, going back to studies in the 1970s, was that recreational runners should dissociate to make exercise more tolerable. That recommendation got cemented into popular running culture. It is still mostly wrong for anyone trying to compete. A 2-decade review by Masters and Ogles examined the accumulated evidence and surfaced a pattern that has held up in every major study since. Elite and experienced endurance runners overwhelmingly favor associative strategies, especially as intensity rises and competition matters. Dissociation reduces perceived exertion, which feels nice, but association produces faster times, better pacing, fewer pacing errors, and earlier injury detection. Association relates to faster performance. Dissociation relates to lower perceived exertion and possibly greater endurance. Dissociation is not related to injury, but association may be. Masters and Ogles, summarizing 2 decades of attentional focus research. Read the second half of that quote carefully. Association is correlated with injury because runners who associate notice the warning signs earlier, including the ones that should pull them out of a race. The same skill that makes you faster makes you more honest with yourself about what your body is telling you, what elite runners are actually doing in their heads. Noel Brick and Todd McIntyre took the question further. Their work on metacognitive processes in elite endurance runners ran in-depth interviews with international and national-level distance athletes, asking what they were actually thinking during competition. The result was not a binary association, dissociation split. It was a much more sophisticated, dynamic protocol. Elite runners use 3 layers of attention, deployed deliberately, and shifted on cue. 1. Active monitoring of internal cues, breathing rhythm, cadence, form check from feet to shoulders, splits versus target. This is the dominant mode in competition. Elite runners describe it as a continuous scan, not a fixed focus, that lets them detect drift early and correct before it costs minutes. 2. Strategic external focus, locking onto a competitor's back, picking a landmark and running to it, reading the crowd. This is not dissociation in the recreational sense. It is task-relevant external attention used to set pace, conserve mental energy on a flat, boring stretch, or maintain contact with a pack. 3. Reframing of effort signals. The 3rd layer is what separates elite from very good. When pain or fatigue spikes, recreational runners try to push it out of awareness. Elite runners turn toward it and rename it. Burn becomes working. Hard breathing becomes engine warm. A wall becomes the part of the race I trained for. This is a cognitive operation on the sensation itself, not an attempt to escape it. Brick and colleagues found this reframing to be the most reliably reported strategy among the fastest runners in their samples. It is not a slogan. It is a deliberate redescription of an interoceptive signal that changes what the brain decides to do with it. Why this works. The psychobiological model. To understand why reframing the sensation changes performance, you need Samuel Marcora's psychobiological model of endurance performance. Marcora's work, summarized in Sports Medicine, argues that the point at which a runner stops or slows is not determined by lactate, glycogen, or VO2 ceilings in any direct way. It is determined by the conscious perception of effort reaching a threshold relative to potential motivation, the highest effort a person is willing to spend on the task in front of them. In plain language, you slow down when your brain decides the effort is no longer worth the goal, not when your muscles physically fail. This makes perception of effort the central variable in endurance performance, and anything that lowers perceived effort or raises potential motivation extends what you can do. The interventions Marcora and his collaborators have shown to work include motivational self-talk, mental toughness training, caffeine, and the deliberate reframing of bodily sensations. The interventions that fail to extend performance, once intensity is high, include simple distraction, because at high effort, attention snaps back to the body, whether you want it to or not. The dissociation-association threshold, this snapback is real. Researchers call it the DA attention threshold, the point at which the perceptual signal from the body becomes loud enough that you can no longer hold attention elsewhere. Below the threshold, dissociation works fine. Above it, the strategy collapses, and a runner, who has trained only to distract themselves, is left with no tools at exactly the moment they need them most. This is why the recreational runner advice of just don't think about it is so dangerous in competition. It teaches a strategy that fails by design at race intensity. Every minute over the threshold without an associative protocol is a minute of unmanaged effort perception, which the brain interprets as the cue to slow down. Train the protocol. Don't hope for it. The research is consistent on one further point. Associative attention and reframing are trainable. They are not fixed traits of elite athletes. The runners studied by Brick and McIntyre developed their attentional protocols deliberately over years, often through specific workouts designed to require internal monitoring at race-relevant intensities. A working protocol for competitive runners, drawn from this literature. Pre-race. Build the script. Before race day, write 3 to 5 reframes you trust. Not slogans. Specific redescriptions of sensations you know you will feel. Quad burn means I'm pacing right. Tight chest at mile 18 means engine is warm, not braking. When the doubts hit at 22, that's the trained part of the race. These need to be rehearsed in training, not invented at the start line. Early race, structured external focus. For the first third of the race, when intrinsic intensity is below the DA threshold, deliberately use task-relevant external focus. Lock onto a runner 1 minute ahead and close the gap. Pick a landmark and run to it. Conserve cognitive load. You will need it later. Middle race, rolling internal scan. Move into a rolling head-to-toe scan. Breathing, shoulders, arms, hips, cadence, foot strike, not a fixation, a sweep. Repeat every 2 to 3 minutes. Detect drift early. Correct without alarm. This is where most pacing errors get caught before they become race-ending. Late race. Deploy the reframe script. When effort perception spikes and the doubt voice gets loud, do not push it away. Run the script. Name the sensation. Redescribe what it means. Return to the task. The goal is not to stop feeling pain. The goal is to keep the brain's effort reward calculation pointed at the finish line. The takeaway: elite endurance running is not a sport of people who feel less pain. It is a sport of people who have trained a more useful relationship with pain. The attentional protocol they use is associative, dynamic, and built around reframing rather than escape, because escape stops working at the exact intensity where races are decided. If you are training for a competitive race, and your mental plan is, "I'll figure it out when it hurts," you are running the recreational protocol. The athletes ahead of you on race day are running the trained one. Sources: Masters, KS, and Ogles, BM, Associative and Dissociative Cognitive Strategies in Exercise and Running. 20 years later, what do we know? The sports psychologist, Brick, N, McIntyre, T, and Campbell, M, Metacognitive Processes in the Self-Regulation of Performance in Elite Endurance Runners. Psychology of Sport and Exercise, Brick, N, McIntyre, T, and Campbell, M, Attentional Focus in Endurance Activity, New Paradigms and Future Directions, Peugeot, B, and Lepers, R, 2014. The Psychobiological Model of Endurance Performance, an effort-based decision-making theory to explain self-paced endurance performance. Sports Medicine, Marcora, SM. Mental Fatigue Impairs Physical Performance in Humans. Journal of Applied Physiology.